We're going to begin.
I'm ready.
Okay. Right. If you will please stand and face the flag and place your hand over your heart and say with me, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, may we have roll call?
Roll call, Director Amezcua.
Present.
Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Meeks. Director Nguyen. Director Rowe.
Here.
Director Sheldon. Director Sheldon.
Here, I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Present.
Director Tran. Director Tran. I see he's here. Director Whitaker.
Here.
Director Yeo.
Here.
Okay. You do have a quorum with eight directors present.
All right. Do we have any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
All right. Now is the time for visitor participation. Would anyone like to speak to us? We'll listen. I'm not seeing any hands.
No hands?
Okay, no hands. All right. We'll move on to the consent calendar. Do we have a motion for the consent calendar, items 1 through 21?
I'll make a motion.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second.
Roll call, Director Amezcua.
Oops. I'm sorry, yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Please note me as an abstention on item number 13 under the provisions of Government Code 84308 and a rest and a yes on the rest. Thank you.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meeks? Director Nguyen? Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Okay. Director Tran? Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Tran? Okay, that motion carries with seven yes votes, with Director Bilodeau's noted abstention on item number 13, and Directors Meeks, Nguyen, and Tran absent.
Okay.
Director Meeks is joined. Sorry, I'm late.
Director Tran is online as well.
Director Meeks, would you like to vote on the consent calendar?
Yes, I will record a yes on that item. Thank you.
Director.
Thank you.
Tran. Not seeing him answer. Okay.
Director Tran, you may have to unmute.
Yeah, he's trying to respond, but he's not able to be heard.
Does he know sign language?
Yeah, just go this or this.
Yeah. thumbs up. He gave a thumbs up. So there
thumbs
you
go. Thumbs up.
Give your yes. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, shall we move to item 22, board and committee meeting administration?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. And this is an item that was discussed at the Admin Finance Committee. And we're bringing it back to the board to hopefully answer any questions that they may have. And I don't know whether you've noticed or not, but we do have a camera. I am in the boardroom sitting where I normally would during an in-person board meeting. And then you should be able to see also a Zoom tile called Boardroom. And that's set up with a camera that we've set up and will be a part of the presentation, which Mr. Bruce Dozier will give the board this evening.
It's really blurry.
Oh, it'll be better.
Okay.
Good evening, President Green, members of the board. I'm sharing a presentation for tonight's meeting. Please, can you let me know if you see it?
Yes.
Thank you. At last week's admin finance meeting, the staff and the committee discussed a couple of options for meetings in the boardroom. And one of them was the laptop option. And there were some concerns that were presented by some of the directors about the space issues at the dais. Was there enough space at the dais for a laptop and an iPad? So we took a few photos of the dais and showing, this is Mr. John Pham from the IT group sitting up at the dais with a laptop and an iPad, showing there's enough room to have both up there. And here's another shot showing the same setup. And there was another concern by some of the directors.
Bruce, wait a minute.
Yes.
What about the president's dais or seat? Because there's already something where you can see the votes.
There's a monitor.
There's the monitor for controlling the votes, but Andre is looking at that right now. And I think there's, yeah, he's going to move his laptop over there. So we can, we'll be able to show that in a moment.
Thank you. Thank you. Go on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure thing. One of the concerns was whether or not the laptops would block the view of a director up at the dais from the audience. And you can see from this photo that the person sitting up at the dais is clearly visible. So those were some of the concerns about laptops. We also discussed a camera option, and that would be putting a camera in the back of the boardroom, which is actually where a camera is located tonight. And this is a photo of the view, and which is almost identical or very similar to what the actual view is from the camera in the boardroom. This view takes in the entire room, shows the podium on the left, shows the screen, shows a good portion of the audience, and shows the entire dais. That's one view that the camera is capable of doing. Another one, this is showing another IT staff, Mr. Andre Casasola, up at the podium where I'm standing right now. And General Manager Marcus is zooming the camera in on me right now. And then the third view that we're showing tonight is a view of the board dais. So if there was a discussion by the board, the dais can be shown in its entirety. Okay. Now, Director that Felden. Is... So we do have a camera set up in the boardroom, and Mike is actually controlling it with some presets that we have set up, and then the ability to zoom and pan the camera as needed. And that is showing the camera option.
Director Sheldon, do you have a question?
Yeah, I had one earlier, but I'll hold my questions till Bruce is done.
Okay, Director Rowe, is that okay with you?
Well, it's a simple question. It looks like we need to have a person that controls the images that are projected through our meeting. Mike can do it, but I'd rather him focused on paying attention to us. Is that correct?
It's actually simple enough. Anybody can, the remote is just a very simple handheld remote, and Mike can focus on the meeting and somebody else can operate. It's really very simple. Did I answer your question, Director Rowe?
This is the controller.
Madam Chair, Madam
yes.
President.
Yes.
So if I could add, Bruce, I think you said there's presets. So like a car seat has some presets. You just have to push a button and it goes automatically to that one preset zoom. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So that certainly helps. And you've got three preset angles.
Yes. And to get anything more More detail than that requires a little more complex camera and some equipment, some other things. But this one is what we've put in there for now. Very easy solution.
I have another question, Madam President. I might as well just ask my questions.
Sure.
The quality on the big picture on my screen versus the smaller one, the larger picture seems to have a higher quality. Is that just because it's larger? It doesn't seem to be the same as the smaller one.
I'm sorry, Director Schelling, can you repeat the question?
I have two pictures on my monitor right now.
Okay.
I'm looking at a picture of the dais with no one sitting there. And then I'm looking at a smaller picture of the three folks sitting, right there. And
yes, that was actually a photograph from my presentation.
Does this camera have a different quality?
That was the same camera. It was just the photo probably wasn't high enough. The image you see now is directly from the camera.
Okay.
And what, is that a better image?
Yes, it is. What height is the camera at right now?
Right now, if you can visualize the back wall in the boardroom, it's about halfway up, but we intend to probably put it maybe.
Andre's got a roaming camera.
Okay.
If roaming you look camera. At Andre's square, Andre Casasola, that's the camera. And the thought would be we would mount it to the wall. Right now, it's just on a tripod on top of a desk or a table.
I can't see
anything.
Mike's picture. It's too dark.
Whose picture? Let me do this. Let's see if we can. No.
Andre's picture. It's not Mike's picture.
Yeah, it's not my picture.
Andre's picture.
Look for Andre Casasola on your screen.
I just can't see whatever picture it is. Got your name on it.
No, not me.
There we go.
Well, but I Andre's over by the camera.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the view if anyone's sitting there? And because they're sitting, there's like a line of sight. The higher you are, the better the line of sight. If someone is sitting at say 2.5, their head is say 4 feet high, they're sitting at 2.5 feet, what would that look like?
Well, if you look at the boardroom camera.
It appears to me that someone is sitting higher than the dais, and the dais is elevated.
Oh, let's see. Okay, here's John Pham over sitting at the board at the dais.
And are you standing?
No, he's sitting.
No, are you standing? Who's holding
the camera? The camera is mounted in the wall.
Okay, how high?
The camera right now is about 8 feet high.
Okay.
But ultimately, it would probably be about 10 feet, maybe 11.
And it's about 15 feet away from the dais, 15 to 20 feet away.
Thank you, Madam President.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, Bruce. Keep going.
Well, no, I think at this point, I think we wanted we had a request by Director Nguyen to show some photos and address some of the questions. And then we wanted to show a live presentation of a camera here in the boardroom with the podium and on a Zoom meeting and what it would be like in a hybrid environment. We're not going over the top with anything. We're not spending an outrageous amount of money at all. I mean, install. We're having some cabling installed to support it. And at this point, I think the next item I had the presentation was just the recommended action. However, I think on the I'm going to throw the recommendation on the laptops back at Mike and.
At the Admin Finance Committee meeting, we had staff had a recommendation of putting individual laptops instead of the camera option. However, the more we looked into it, we think that the camera option may be superior. And certainly directors could bring their laptops in if they wanted. If they wanted to sit at the dais and log into the Zoom meeting, they could do that. But we kind of think that we're trying to get the input from the board, but it appears that we can get kind of a high quality visual of the meeting at relatively low cost. I think the camera and the whole setup is about $2,000, $2,000 to $3,000 for the camera and the install. Just wanted to see what the board thought.
Director Rowe?
Yeah, I think, Mike, that you and the staff have done a pretty good job in working on this. I'm sure you'll fine tune it to where it will be pretty smooth operation. But at this stage, though, I think you need what maybe you call like a director in the booth who kind of manages where the screens are. I'd like to bring my own laptop in. It's convenient. I just, as a note of caution, we could have feedback. If you leave your microphone on your computer, you have to turn it off when you start setting up there at the dais on the meetings. Otherwise, it'll work pretty good, either with the laptops or with it. You know.
What about an iPad? Would you
get? Yeah, that'll work too.
Will you get feedback though?
Oh yeah, you got to turn the microphone off.
Well, when you join the Zoom meeting, it'll ask you to join with audio, and you just cancel that out. You do not, if you don't join with audio on the Zoom, then you're okay.
Okay. All right. I've never noticed that before. All right.
You'll notice when you questions? Get the screeching going on.
Any other questions or comments?
So I guess the staff recommendation would be to move forward with the camera option. As I mentioned before, we can do that at relatively little cost. We can see how that works. If the board isn't satisfied with the way the meetings are being presented, then we could always fall back to the laptop option.
Okay, do we have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Okay. Christina?
Roll call, Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen? Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran? Yes, thank you. Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries with 9 yes votes with Director Nguyen absent.
Director Rowe, do you have a question?
Just one other comment. I attended the MODOC meeting today, and they're looking forward to moving forward with the in-person meetings on March 1st, like we are. And I'd appreciate the staff sharing with MODOC and board members what we're planning on doing at this stage. Thank you.
Okay. Moving to water resources summary.
Director Sheldon has his hand raised.
Oh, I'm sorry, Director Sheldon.
Yeah. Thank you, Madam President. Director Rowe's comment triggered a question in that, will MODOC be sharing the camera, or will they have a separate system?
I believe, Director Sheldon, that they've chose to go with a laptop option.
Thank you.
However, I did, I went over and talked to Harvey De La Torre about an hour ago, and brought him over here just to show him what we were considering. And he liked what he saw, and they may consider utilizing the camera when they have their board meetings in the boardroom.
What is, thank you. I have another question, if I may, Madam President.
Sure.
What is the cost to upgrade the clarity of the camera to improve it? Like the next step up?
To improve this camera, oh, you know, I don't know off the top of my head what we'd have to do, but I can, we can certainly look into that and get back to you. But off the top of my head, I would maybe say another $1,000. It would have to do with the zoom probably and the optics. I'd have to, Director Sheldon, I'd have to look into that to see what it would take to do that.
Thank you.
Do we want to, okay, we voted on this already. All right, you can bring that back sometime.
I think we need higher clarity. I think it's.
Okay.
We can look at other cameras that right now we do have this one. We did buy this one, and we can look at other options to see what we can use. And this can be repurposed in another conference room if we need to. But we can look at other options.
I think after a couple meetings, we may be able to judge better, you know, exactly what the needs may be. But as was mentioned, we can certainly consider that. We'll get quotes and bring it back to the board. Perhaps, but I think moving forward with this option.
Different monitors, and our monitors are viewing it differently.
Okay. Well, we've already voted on this, so shall we move on to water resources summary?
Certainly, the information is contained within the packet, okay. Madam President.
SAPA, Director Whitaker.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. We had one action item at our meeting at SAPA Commission last week where we authorized our general manager to extend the West Coast Advisors Agreement to provide state legislative affairs services for 1 year at an amount not to exceed $117,000. Michael Barcadero and Beth Olhassa, they do a good job on our legislative reports at the commission. We also received and reviewed for the first time the goals and objectives that the commission will use in upcoming months in preparing our 2-year budget for 2024 and 2025. And that was all.
Okay, thank you very much. Shall we move to the committee conference and meeting reports, starting with property? Director Sheldon?
The report is in the board packet. Thank you.
Okay, communications and legislation, Director Bilodeau.
Yes, as summarized on page 227 of the board packet, we took positions on two bills, two state bills, SB 23 and SB 30, a support position, which was contained on the consent calendar this evening. That's all I have to report.
Okay. Director, Water Issues, Director Whitaker.
Yes, details of the Water Issues Committee are contained within the packet.
Okay, and Administration Finance, Director Yeo.
I believe the information is contained within the packet this evening, and I'm glad that the carried over item is resolved tonight. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have any? I have no verbal report. General Manager, do you have a verbal report?
No, I have nothing to report this evening.
Okay. any directors have any reports? Director Sheldon, your hand is up.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd just like to give a shout out to Bruce Dozier in that I have noticed our website is significantly improved, and I'm much appreciative of that. And also, he has helped me with it that there's an icon when you're, I guess, on the left side of your screen that you can pull down and go directly to page 222 where there's a particular staff report for an item, and it's much easier to find now. And I'm sure that Mr. Dozier can train us all on that, but it's just a much improved and greatly faster website. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
General Counsel?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. We have two closed sessions this evening. one for a conference with legal counsel to discuss existing litigation in the case of OCWD versus Savic Innovative Plastics, the South Basin litigation. We also have a closed session to discuss public employee performance evaluation pursuant to Government Code Section 54957. With that, I recommend we recess to closed session.
Okay, we are recessed. Christina, you'll make sure everybody's off that needs to be off?
Yes, just give us a few moments. Just give us another minute. We have a lot of attendees this evening.
Hey, Mike Marcus, I think you could use a light to illuminate your face when you're on your camera. I would think about getting something like
that. What did you say? I didn't hear.
Mike Marcus should get something to illuminate his face to capture his image better.
Letitia, do we look all set? We look it to me.
Yes. I think we have everyone on the list. You're good.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.